This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You need surgery.
Bisexuality.
Bisexual.
Yarra City Council is celebrating International Women's Day on the 8th of March.
I'm bisexual.
Bisexuality.
The best of both worlds.
Triple bypass.
Triple bypass.
On Joy 94.9.
Yes, you're on Joy 94.9. This is Triple Bypass, and you're here for another Tuesday evening with a bunch of bisexuals. I'm Anthony.
I'm Christina.
And I'm James.
I'm just going to cough. Excuse me.
And that was the gorgeous Tina Arena seeing us in.
Always super organised.
Hi, we are totally. How are you going, guys? Hi, welcome. Welcome back. I hope you've had a fabulous week.
Yes. And we are, this is a show about bisexuality, and you, our listeners, have always been fairly interactive with us, so please continue to do so. And if you do want to get involved in tonight's show with our discussion, which we're going to talk to you about in a second, you can do so by SMSing 0427 Joy 949. Give us an email on air at joy.org.au.
Or you can tweet us at Triple Bypass.
You can also jump on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/triplebypass on Joy 94.9.
Yes. Now, if you did tweet us already, or you are on tweet, you'd be able to see what our topic is for tonight.
Yeah.
Yes. We're getting a little riled up tonight.
Because I've had a shit week. I really have. It's been a shit week for, like, people being assholery and stuff. So I think I talk about what makes you bi-furious.
Bi-furious.
Yes. We should have like a sound effect.
Bi-furious.
Yeah, searching.
Searching for sound effect to push on voice.
It's just like, hey, it's Saturday.
Right.
So, yes. So yeah. we'd like to ask you, the listeners, what is it that makes you feel bi-furious? You can have a bit of a laugh or get serious with us, whatever you feel like, and get in contact with us on Twitter, email, SMS.
Bi-serious? Or bi-furious. You don't even have to be bi-furious.
Or bi-frivolous.
Or bi-frivolous, true. You can be gay or lesbian or pan or queer or whatever and still have some bi-fury.
Yeah, totally.
Because, you know, it's not just for us. You can be bi-furious on our behalf because I like it when people get, like, furious on my behalf.
And that's what a bi-ally is, isn't
exactly.
It?
Getting angry for your bi.
Getting and, cranky.
Yeah, and knowing specifically what that anger or the, upset is specifically about. Because we can I guess some of our bi allies and our family and friends might see us get rolled up about something and feel genuinely empathic and think, oh, you know, I'm sorry about that. But to know specifically what that's about, I think that's what makes the difference.
Totally.
And it's also the thing, like, some people just don't get it, don't get what it is that you are feeling bi-furious about. Because they haven't experienced something along those same lines, so they can't empathise or relate to it. Because it's just like, well, why are you getting so head up about that? It's just, what else?
Or people who aren't bisexual, but think they get it, and sort of go, oh no, but I'm gay, and that doesn't bother me. And it's like, yeah, but I'm not.
I'm not gay. I'm bi.
Yeah,
there's a difference.
But you're half gay, aren't you?
Ooh. Oh, I gotta stick you in the face with a shank.
And that's why we're here, folks. We're here to educate as well as entertain.
And stick people in the face with shanks. Yeah.
But we'll take just one of those two, really.
Yeah, look, I don't actually advise anyone to stick anyone else in the face with a shank because that's illegal and it's mean. I'm just saying that in a perfect world, I would be able to do that.
In a perfect world, you'd be able to stab people in the face.
Yes. I take no responsibility.
I think I can see a very slight imperfection in your perfect world.
Shush now.
So our bi-perfect worlds, we want it a lot, don't we? Do we want a lot? Are we asking for much?
I don't think so.
I don't think it's that complicated.
Just a little bit of understanding,
Yeah, a bit of empathy.
A
little bit of non-bullshit.
Yeah, a bit of listening, perhaps.
A bit of relating. A bit of understanding that bisexuals have feelings too.
Yeah, we're like real people and stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
Sounds like we've won a lot. So I that's our segue into our first track. Enjoy this one, folks. We always love Queen. And remember, Freddie Mercury was bisexual.
He was.
And so he's going to see us in. This is I Want It All. You're on Triple Bypass on Joy. And you're on Triple Bypass. This is Joy 94.9. You are listening to Queen, I Want It All. And you're here with Anthony.
And Christina.
And James.
And we're talking about bi-fury tonight.
Bi-furiosity.
Yeah. It's something we talk a little... It creeps into the show every now and then, I guess, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We're all fairly easy to get along with, but we can get a little riled up on occasion.
I get hot under the collar about a few things.
Yeah. And I think sometimes on the show when people hear us talk about our bi experiences, they might. I've had one person say that we sound like a bit of a complex bunch, maybe an angry bunch, and it was actually in reference to just holding the queer community accountable.
Who said that?
Yeah.
I want names.
I will name them. I will name them. You know, you're listening. You know who you are.
I'll stab you in the face. No, I won't. I really won't. I promise you. It's all talk.
So let's go to a definition of bifurious, and the only reliable source, the Urban Dictionary. So bifurious describes a person who becomes enraged when they are constantly asked whether they are gay or straight.
Mm. There's that sound effect again. That's not the only reason why. Oh. You got to warn me before you do that. That's not the only thing that we can get bi-furious about, but yes, that would probably be the top of the list.
It's a biggie.
It is a biggie.
It's a biggie. Yeah. There are various extensions of that as well. There's like there was a friend of mine who was bisexual, and he had a bit of time where he was mostly interested in guys for a while because, you know, people change and want different things at different times, and a female friend who was interested in him came up to him one day and said, "So, are you straight again yet?"
Oh, honey, he ain't going to date you if you say that to you. I'm just putting that out there.
My older brother, letting everyone know who this is, but no, he said something similar because I remember I'd come out to him as bi, and I guess sometimes when you do that, people hear gay that's how they. I think that's how my brother sort of understood it. He's like, "Oh, is he trying to tell me that he's gay?" I did say bi, anyway. A while later, a few months later, I think he was sort of grappling with it. I could see the grappling as he was approaching me to ask this question, and then he said, "So, are you still bi?" And I remember saying to him, "Hey, man, it's not like a cold. It doesn't just go away. Yeah, it hasn't passed, you know."
My favourite response to that, "And you still ugly?"
Yeah. Yes, it's not hair colour. Yeah. It doesn't grow out.
No, oh, I've got to get my bi retouched.
Get my bi roots done.
Yeah.
It's part of his early bi education, really.
Yeah. If you want to join in the conversation, please do. You can SMS us on 0427JOY949. You know, email us at onair@joy.org.au,
or tweet us at Triple Bypass on Twitter.
Yeah.
So tell us what makes you bi-furious, because we want to know.
Well, I've got a story about my bi-fury this week. As I said, I've had a really shit week. I used to belong to a Facebook group which was a lesbian. It was called, you know, it was called a lesbian group, but apparently all women of all inclinations, as long as they had an inclination towards other women, were welcome. And one of the members wrote up a post on the group saying, why don't lesbian women date bisexuals?
Okay. And I'm assuming it was a very well-reasoned piece.
Well, yeah, she was a bisexual woman herself who had just been experience, like had been told that I won't date you because, you know, all bisexuals are this, that and the next thing. So what happens? There's a whole slew of comments. Bisexuals are cheaters. Bisexuals are confused. Bisexuals are liars. Bisexuals are this. The one that got me the most is bisexuals always go back to men. Talking about bisexual women.
Yeah, because it's all about the cock.
Because it's all about the cock all the time. And I generally keep out of this kind of stuff because I don't know any of these people personally, bar one person who was a high school friend of mine. And I don't have the wherewithal and the energy to engage in a conversation with, and this is going to sound really rude, but I don't have the wherewithal to engage in conversation with people who are less intelligent than I am.
Yeah, baby!
That's right. That's right. But anyway, this time I put my two cents in, and I was very measured. I didn't get angry at all. I just said, okay, this is a really touchy subject for us bisexuals. But I have to say that it feels like discrimination when a lesbian says to me, I won't date you because you're bisexual.
Does it hurt more, do you think, because it is a lesbian woman, someone from the queer community, as opposed to perhaps a someone who identifies as heterosexual, or it doesn't matter?
Well, it doesn't really. Well,
I think it makes it worse because it's like, it's, you know, you're in a group that is subject to discrimination as well, and then you're turning around and discriminating against others.
Yeah,
that seems a little worse, I think, than just, you know, a straight person who just doesn't understand or doesn't, you know, it hasn't been exposed to it.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, is there a set of steak knives now?
There is a set of steak knives. I'm going to shove them in someone's face. Anyway, I'll stop talking like that because that's just
facial stabbing.
A facial stabbing going on today. I've had a really shit week, okay? Anyway, so like I continued saying, look, it is akin to not dating someone because of the colour of their skin or their religion or that. It's kind of along the same lines to me. It feels discriminatory. It may not be the intention from other people. And then there were a couple of comments out of that going, you know, look, not all bisexuals are the same, but, you know, the majority of them are, rah, rah, rah. And then my friend, my high school friend, who actually was the one that made me realise I was into girls, said, I have no interest in dating a woman who is interested in men. Ew. And then
boy gems. It's all about the boy gems.
Yeah. And then I was like, wow, so you're saying that if you met a woman and you fell in love with her and then you discovered that she was bi, then there was maybe a chance that she would have had penis inside of her at one stage, you would dump that bitch on the ass. Mm. Yes, unequivocally.
Wow.
I think that's...
And then I said, there's more. And then I said, well, that cuts. And she goes, oh, poor baby. Well, straight girls won't date me and neither will men, boo-hoo. And I was
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I was flabbergasted. And my only response was like, that's not what I'm saying, but whatever, and left the group because I was like, this person, I went to school with this person, I have had a lot of chats, but this person even flirted with me over Messenger, even though she's in another country. But when it comes down to it, you know, no, you're a dirty bisexual.
No, you've got cock jams.
And then she invalidated my sexuality and my feelings about my sexuality by making an argument that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah.
And I cried.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
It's an appropriate response.
I mean, you lost a friend and lost a community.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, you can have your opinion, but don't invalidate my feelings or my sexuality. Saying, oh, a straight woman won't date me, boo-hoo. That's not what I'm saying.
And unfortunately, I don't think that's an uncommon experience for people in the bisexual community. Like, yeah. I think that, you know, we are aware that, unfortunately, we're aware that these things happen from time to time. And then that impacts on the way we behave in the queer community, as well as out in the mainstream community, but particularly in the queer community when sometimes, we've talked about this before, where sometimes we may behave, whether it's unconscious or consciously, in ways to maybe queer it up just to...
Yeah, performance.
The performance, not to sort of be insincere, but just to express something that connects you more strongly to that community in some sort of visible way.
The performance amuses me because sometimes it's just automatic. And when
It's automatic for me,
I see myself doing it and I'm standing outside myself laughing at myself doing it because I do it around around straight guys as well. Yeah. Like I do call people mate. Like I don't do it ironically. I really do call people mate. And when I went to the United States, I had so many people saying, you're just saying that because you're an Australian. And, you know, and it's like, no, it's not an affectation. I really do say g'day and call people mate. I maybe do it a little bit more when I, like, you know, if we're getting some work done around the house and we've got sort of tradies in the house and I'll sort of, drop the voice a bit and sort of, you know. Yes. And I don't mean to do it. And then I sort of notice I'm doing it and have a bit of a giggle at myself.
Well, it's great to giggle about it, but I think it's important to also notice that we're making safety assessments, whether we're aware that that's happening at the time or not. But if we sort of adjust our behaviour, it's probably because it's maybe unsafe to do otherwise, or we're not sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm feeling sexually threatened by a man, it's generally a man, I will queer it up a bit. I'll butch it up a bit. And then start mentioning that I can punch really and stab people in the face. Shanks yeah. really well.
Yeah, you just hold on for a second. I'm just going to put on my flannelette shirt.
Yeah. 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 I'm just going to lazo up for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get my Birkenstocks out of my backpack.
yeah, because we're all about stereotypes here at Triple Bypass.
Yes, we are. And we work really hard to demonstrate that we are legitimate, committed and devoted members to this community.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing too, is that I do not know of any bisexual in my small but diverse friendship group of bisexuals who are not supporters of LGBT rights. And yet the discrimination that I've felt, my friend from high school was also a woman of colour, which was even like, man, you should know how this feels.
Yeah, understand the pressure.
You should understand this because yeah. I feel right. I mean, white person alert here yeah. and checking my white privilege 100%, yeah. but I'm being discriminated against and it sucks.
Yeah.
Feels awful. And then my brown wife said, yeah, yeah, it really sucks being discriminated against. I'm yeah. like, yes, honey.
Yeah, welcome to my world.
Yeah,
hey.
Well, exactly. It yeah. Broke my heart. It really did break my heart. And I had a good cry about it for a long time.
Yeah, we're going to go to a track now. We're going to continue this discussion. And, you know, relieving some of this stuff might be painful, might be difficult for our listeners, but please feel free to text in and just share your thoughts with us, to offload it with us. We're here to join you.
It's a safe space.
Yeah, and we're going to have a song now from one of our favourites here, good old Missy Higgins, and this is Unashamed Desire.
You're on Joy.
Hey, this is Ricky Lee, and I'm proud to be heard on Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9.
And we're proud to have you, Ricky. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. I'm Anthony.
I'm Christina.
And I'm James.
And we're talking about Bi-Fury tonight.
Bi-Fury.
Bi-Fury.
Mind the levels there,
sorry.
Anthony.
I've got a little bit excited there.
That's what Fury is like, folks.
Strap yourselves in.
We have a tweet from one of our regular listeners. And this is actually the person who requested that we get a Twitter account. So Andrew McDougall is making use of that
Thank
Twitter
you.
Account
Thank
now.
Andrew.
And Andrew would like to say that he gets bi-furious when the film Moonlight gets mentioned a lot, and it's in the news a lot for good reason, because it's an amazing film, yet the word bisexual doesn't. And I personally haven't seen Moonlight, but I know that there are some arguments that the gay, at least some of the gay relationships in it could be described as bisexual. And I know this is certainly the case for good old Brokeback Mountain a decade ago, where everyone was going, gay cowboys, and I watched it and went, they look like bisexual cowboys to me.
Yeah.
So what do we think of that?
Moonlight is a gorgeous film, and it was at the awards, it won firsts for many, many aspects of the film. And when I watched it, I wasn't thinking bi, to be honest. But now that I'm reflecting on it with that comment, I'm thinking, yes, it's interesting that automatically I was just assuming gay. I think I was being maybe perhaps biphobic.
I think there is that tendency, but, you know, these films are usually set in eras in which homosexuality itself isn't, and I haven't seen Moonlight either, but like Brokeback Mountain, for example, is set in an era where homosexuality in and of itself is not out. So bisexuality being like a subset of homosexuality in some people's minds.
Yeah, exactly.
Is kind of ignored. And for Brokeback, I keep saying Brokeback. For Brokeback, it was the concept of a perhaps homosexual cowboy that got people all interested and up the wazoo. And even considering bisexuality, I think, didn't even enter minds. And I must admit, thought of them as gay cowboys.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. When I watched the film, I was a bit shocked because it's like there's one gay kiss, one gay cuddle, and one not terribly explicit but kind of brutal and unpleasant sex scene.
I thought it was hot.
Yeah.
And, well, yeah, okay. Please. Your mileage may vary. But on the other hand, the most explicit sex scenes in it were all a man and a woman.
The heterosexual scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I from the way that I saw Brokeback was that they were at a time where it was normal for them to be in a heterosexual relationship.
Yeah.
So, and because, like, you know, a number of people, like my dad, for example, who identifies 100% homosexual, who has been married to a woman and has had relationships with women, because at a time where it just was not, there was no, I can't even consider
yes.
having a relationship with a man. I have to do this because this is a normal thing to do. That's the way I kind of saw it.
Well, I felt when I watched the film that at least one of the two cowboys, not Jake Gyllenhaal's character.
Heath Ledger's
character.
Yeah.
I felt that he genuinely cared for his wife.
Yeah, I think
and,
he did too.
And it was a sincere relationship.
Yeah.
So maybe it was one bi cowboy and one gay cowboy.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, because, why not?
Jake's character did seem to be...
Oh, he was a bit more homo.
More boy-focused.
Yeah.
Well, let's factor that into the movie. Why not? Because it's not often considered, and we do automatically just assume, because there's an interest in another man, that straight away gay.
Yeah, totally.
And all these assumptions are made, and every other possibility is then lost. And when new information is brought into the equation, it's often not believed because the impression people are left with was, oh, he's same-sex attractedness.
And you know what? Yep. That makes me bi-furious.
Anthony's going off. He's going off.
I can relate to that story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you tell us why you relate to that
our
story?
Version of it. Well, I guess I've had that experience a lot where I have never described myself as gay, never, and people have often done so. Some my close friends know me as bi. I often say same-sex attracted.
Mm.
I sometimes say queer. I sometimes say bi, and I guess I've known with some colleagues of mine that I've worked with for a number of years. Even just as recently as last year, a friend of mine referred to me as gay. I can't remember what the conversation was, but she goes, "Oh yeah, of course, because you know you're a gay man," and I didn't correct her because firstly, you know, it's not my job to. We shouldn't have to keep correcting people because it's fucking exhausting.
Tell me about it.
Tiring.
But also, I was worried that because that comment was made, I was worried about having to deal with a look of really.
Yeah.
You know that look?
I was in a similar situation with a family member, actually, when we were talking about, my wife and I were talking about having children, and this family member said, "But you lesbians, you can get pregnant now." And I'm like, "Well, I'm not a lesbian. I'm bisexual. Continue on with the conversation." And again, got that look of like, oh, it's, you know, it's half, yeah, half of one and six.
Whatever. Whatever. Same diff.
Yeah. It's like, well, actually, no.
Quite different.
Quite different. Please join in the conversation.
Yes.
Please. We would like to hear from you.
0427 Joy 949. Send us an email onair@joy.org.au.
Or tweet us on Triple Bypass, @TripleBypass.
Jump on the Facebook page and leave a post. We do actually read it every day. We haven't been posting lately because we've had shit weeks.
Yes.
Busy little bumble beavers.
Yeah. And sometimes I feel bi-empathic where I start to think, you know, like, I should say mostly I feel bi-empathic because I find it a, not part of my, just part of my activism, but my own interest in trying to give people information about bisexuality and bi life, and not that I represent the bi community, but a version of bisexuality, but sometimes I feel entitled too to be fucking angry about it as well.
Yeah,
and I think we're allowed to. And a lot of the time, I think we feel as if we have to very gently try and educate people into the ways of who we are. And sometimes it's just like, actually, that was really effing rude.
And sometimes,
and don't say that to me, kind of thing.
And sometimes it can be hard to have a good time. Like sometimes you're at something which is meant to be a celebration. Like, you know, when we're at Melbourne Pride March, and this actually happened a couple of years ago, and it was one of the years when they had sort of an opening ceremony and they had speakers up before the march actually started. And one of the speakers who was, I remember who it was, but I won't say, just, you know, I'll be nice. Actually said,
there's
like
that
they didn't
bisexual thing again.
They didn't do the letters. They actually said the words of the acronym, and they said, "And it's so great to be here with the gay, lesbian, and transgender and intersex people of Melbourne."
No way.
They really, they just completely skipped over bisexual. And it's so like, blatant. was that an accident? I mean, if it was
or
an accident.
Were you being a twat?
Yeah, did you accidentally forget that we exist, or did you deliberately ignore us? You know, yes. Neither are terribly good. You could argue one's worse than the other, but they're both a bit shit.
So it's no wonder. So that connects to my comment earlier about when I'm in queer spaces, I really queer it up. One, because I feel like it's playful and I enjoy it, and it helps me to express in the way that makes sense to me my same-sex attractedness in queer spaces, but also why we're, I mean, it's about getting noticed as well. You know, it's about them knowing, I guess, because I would prefer, firstly, not to be thought of as straight compared to gay. Yeah. I think gay, I consider it's an easy entry point to bisexuality, I think, to start with gay.
And then there's that funny thing that you do where it's like, I'm in a mostly sort of, you know, mainstream place, and I've got a bit of a ping on the queerdar from someone over there, and I want to subtly signal to them to say, "Hey, we're kindred spirits, you know, we've got something in common. We're here in this boring straight world, and we're a little bit of rainbow." And you're trying to do that thing where it's like, "How do I signal this without just saying, by the way, I'm queer as hell. Are you too? Because I think you might be."
It's in your strat.
It is in your strat. And that's a time where I really wish that we were able to like generate rainbow auras.
You mean you haven't done that yet?
I can't seem to be able to get there, to be honest. I'm trying really hard, and all I can seem to do is almost poop myself.
Yeah, don't squeeze too hard.
I can fart rainbows, but farting in public is not nice.
Well, you are a unicorn, so
I am a unicorn. This is true. But to be really honest, I actually find that being mistaken for heterosexual more insulting than to be mistaken as gay, which is kind of a little bit of a heterophobia on my part.
I'm totally heterophobic.
You've never identified as being gay. I've never identified as being straight. Even in my teenage years, if someone asked me my sexuality, which was very rare, I would actually skirt the issue because I wasn't sure. And I didn't feel comfortable saying I was straight. I've never said I was straight. And if anyone to think that I was, is kind of like really insulting. I'm like, I'm not boring.
Well, I think straight is, I'm not sure if you have the same experience, Christina, but straight for me is a lot further removed on the sexuality spectrum than gays. I feel like I think it's not accurate, but it's, you know, we're getting warm.
Yeah. If we're going to do the half gay thing, I'm far gayer than I am straight.
Yeah, so we're going to continue this discussion. We're gonna go to a bit of Scissor Sisters. How's that sound?
Yeah,
I'm ready for a boogie, I think, after all this bi fury.
Yeah, let's have a furious dance off.
Yes,
you're on Triple Bypass. On Joy,
we're Tegan and Sarah, and Australia's only LGBTI radio station needs your support. Sign up as a member now. Head to joy.org.au.
And welcome back to Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9. I'm Christina.
I'm Anthony.
And I'm James.
And that was the Scissor Sisters.
It was.
Take your mama.
Take your mama.
Take your mama.
Your mama.
That was really, yeah.
Yeah.
So white.
We are so white.
Yeah. We're very white. And we're quite a furious tonight, aren't we? A bit of bi fury sharing tonight.
A little pink in the face with our to go with our whiteness.
Yes. We've had some messages.
We have. Thank you, because we've been waiting for you. We've got, Dear Joy FM, isn't it interesting in this day and age that we as a community need labels for our identities, where many of our traits and behaviours, both good and bad, pretty much mirror the heterosexual community? Then again, when the community referenced the past President Obama, he is referenced by ethnicity as the first African-American president. Aren't labels traits and behaviours interesting? It would be good when the world sees people as people, not as labels. Love the program because we all have different perspectives and beliefs and opinions. Love the two old poops.
I love you.
That's fabulous. Thank you, old poops.
Well, can I just say to the poops, I understand totally with that, with what you're saying about labels, but I for me, labels have been really important. It's given me a focus and something to hang on to. And sometimes I've used various labels as a holding place while as I develop my, you know, sexuality through various stages of my life. So labels have been very useful for me, but I understand not for everyone.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to labels not being needed anymore, but unfortunately, they still are.
They're still needed. I'm of the same opinion as I am looking forward to a day in which we can actually be just human beings on a planet.
Can I give a bi-furious example?
Do it.
Please do.
I was just reminded of how... that thing when somebody sort of comes out in the media and sort of admits that they're same-sex attracted, and it's fairly clear from, you know, the people they've dated that they could be described as exhibiting bisexual behaviour. And they will say, but they will say, oh, I don't like labels, or I don't want to, you know, get stuck into one identity. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and part of, there's a big part of me that says, yeah, totally understand that, that's absolutely great, definitely think you should identify the way that you feel comfortable with. And there's another part of me though that goes, why is it always the potentially bisexual people who don't like labels? You never meet any exclusively straight or gay people who go, I don't like labels.
yeah. I guess because the bisexual label is such a cantankerous one.
Yeah.
And actually, have you always noticed, and I could get stabbed in the face with a shank for this, but the people that say I don't like labels, like celebrities and stuff, are usually white people also.
Oh.
And I kind of take a little bit of umbrage to that, because as a white person, we don't have labels automatically attached to us.
Yeah.
Whereas people of colour automatically have that label attached to them. So it's kind of a little bit shitty for us to go, yeah, I don't like labels.
Yeah.
When we have the choice, really, and other people don't. Which is not to say that I don't think that we shouldn't have labels or should, because I really am of that thing of like, fuck, I get really pissed off when people like want to categorize everything.
Yeah.
At the same time, labels save lives.
Yeah. Exactly. And having somebody to identify with and have as a role model, yeah, can be incredibly valuable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never heard a straight person say, oh, I hate being referred to as heterosexual.
Yeah. God, I wish people could just see past my heterosexuality and see me for the person I really am.
I mean, people don't know the struggles that I've had.
I know, being straight is so hard.
By cynicism, folks, that's what this is. We have another message. One of our family members, I think we can call Jade a family member.
Hi, Jade. We haven't heard from you in a while. Thank you for writing in. Jade says, hi, supervise. I love the way that they always call us supervise, because we are.
Because we are.
Because we have, like, capes and shit, and maybe utility belts. I know I do. How about you guys? They say, I don't know about bi, furious, just effing annoyed at the fact that identities get misidentified. It's not a bisexual thing, it's a respect thing. If someone identifies as a rainbow unicorn, then that is how they should be respected. Amen.
Touché.
When Alison Goldfrapp says she swings where she likes, a.k.a. swings both ways, then she obviously falls under the bisexual umbrella, be that bisexual, pansexual, queersexual, i.e. not a lesbian. The Eskimos have 50 words for snow. The more variations, the better. Diversity is a beautiful thing. Queers may identify however they want, and their various identities should be respected. That's awesome. Just simple respect. If the gay, straight, essentialist, I can talk, identity, politics, Cold War. You're awesome, Jade.
Thanks, Jade.
Thank you.
Touché to all of that.
Yeah, man.
Absolutely.
Effort. Effort in the ass.
Yeah, because that's one of the things that always...
With a condom, because we support safe sex.
Yeah. I'm going to just cruise on past that one.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Because there is that thing where if somebody, you know, even if you think, oh, that can't really be a real thing. Even if somebody says, oh, I'm this, and you go, oh, that doesn't sound like a real thing.
Yeah.
It's like, who is being hurt by you just respecting that?
Yes.
If you want to identify as a black Apache helicopter called, you know, Wallace, then you go for it.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to make sense to you, because if you can't understand it, then you take the other person's word for it.
And denying someone their identity is taking away their autonomy and taking away their agency, and that's kind of a bitch act.
And it's one of the greatest fears, I know, for myself and for other people in the queer community who talk about the reaction, the response when you come out. It's those poor responses that we have very good reasons to be anxious about, which is probably why sometimes we choose not to come out in certain places.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because I've had many friends, far too many, especially female friends who've come out as bisexual in a sort of a women's community and basically lost their community. And sometimes they were people who really needed that community.
Yeah.
And just the fact that they were carrying boy germs was enough for them to, you know, lose their friends. And it's...
Also really like all of the men that I have dated, you know, they run on the various line between absolute princes and assholes, as everyone can be. But the men that I have dated obviously need to hit a certain criteria for me to date them. Mm. So for you to say, ooh, boy germs, is assuming that I've dated reptilian creatures from beyond who happen to have male genitalia. And I find that insulting. Because the men that I have loved in my time have been very, very fine men.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with them. And if they've had their germs inside me, well, you've had strange germs inside you too. Yeah. You drink beer and I hate beer, so therefore I'm not going to date you, asshole.
Bi furious.
I reckon the greatest way to get genuine bi allies is the people who date us and have relationships with us and in our families, because they start to hear, pay attention, and take it seriously.
Yeah.
And in my experience, they've turned into some brilliant allies.
Yeah, there's just that thing, isn't it, when I think we've all had this experience at least once where we get into a relationship with somebody who somewhere on the gender identity or sexual orientation, they identify in a way that's new to us and unfamiliar to us. And then we get into a relationship with them and then we start seeing it everywhere and we go, oh, wow, there are more of these people around than I thought. Yeah. So we can do the same thing. We just got to, date people, get in relationships.
And people can change their minds. My wife used to be biphobic. And is very open with the fact that she used to be what she calls one of those people that hated bi. Yeah. Thank you, baby. I love you. Yeah. But she said, since I met you, my ideas have changed. So make friends with them, with the bis. Have relationships with them. Get close. Have friendships. Actually listen to them when they talk.
Yeah. Yes. And they do actually exist, by the way.
Yeah, we do.
Tell them our bi secrets.
Secret bi business.
Oh, we've got another message, which I think is...
From our poofs. And what are they saying?
One of the old poofs has just raised a pertinent question. Are bisexuals only bisexual when things are going good, or do they revert back to heterosexual when it is more convenient? No, sweetheart. No. Never, 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 never. This is the whole point, we're bisexual irrespective of whether things are good or bad or otherwise, irrespective of whether we're dating a reptilian creature from outer space or a man or a woman, we are always bisexual.
Yes. And it's not like who you're currently in a relationship with changes who you are.
Yeah, no. Yes.
But I think the poof, we don't have a name for you, but I guess you refer to yourself as poof. So
quite a lot of O's.
Well, you're referring to something interesting, I think, anyway, because I can say that my behaviour does change, where I may appear to behave, I guess, inverted commas, straight, whatever the hell that looks like, compared to queer. But that doesn't mean that I'm straight or gay. I'm still bi.
Mm. Yeah.
And on that note, we're going to have to wrap it up, folks.
We are.
Yeah.
But before we do, we're just going to say tune in to Joy 94.9 over the weekend, because we will be broadcasting live, I believe, from Mardi Gras in Sydney, which is
awesome.
So all your coverage for Mardi Gras will be on Joy 94.9. Tune in. Have fun. Get queer.
Yeah, and happy Mardi Gras, people.
Happy Mardi Gras.
And check out for any bi representation at Mardi Gras and give us a text or email next week and let us know what you see, because we need to represent, man.
If you do, take photos and put them up on our Facebook page. We do check it and we will like it.
Well, I'm feeling a bit cleansed now that we've talked about our fury.
A bit offloaded.
A bit cathartic.
May have injured a few listeners, but we're feeling great.
Burned a few, singed a few ears.
Well, that's just who we are.
It is.
It's so hard.
So thank you for tuning in. Thank you. And we will see you again next Tuesday night. This is Triple Bypass on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.